prize for an MP now. Congratulations indeed to Cardiff West MP Kevin Brennan, who has been named the winner of this year's Social Media MP Award. All 650 MPs were considered for the prize, and Nick Clegg was among those shortlisted, only to be defeated by Kevin, and I'm pleased to say he's with me now. You're very welcome, Kevin.
Hello, Roy.
Yeah, with that social sort of networking now, you MPs are very IT literate at the moment, aren't you, most of you?
Well, you know, I'm the wrong side of 50, so I'm not exactly in the younger crowd as far as this stuff is concerned, but you've got to be able to use ways of communicating with people. The days when an MP got a letter every couple of weeks and maybe had to reply to it every so often are long, long gone.
Because I was talking to Paul Flynn, you see, he's well into this. He's been blogging for ages, isn't he?
Paul is tremendous, you know. Yeah. I mean, Paul's, well, let's say he's the other side of 60, if I put it that way.
Yes, and, the new 48.
And perhaps a bit beyond that. I think it's a state secret, Paul's real age. But but he's fantastic. I mean, he's been doing it for years. He's been blogging, he's been online. He's got a website that's won all sorts of awards, and it's a great way to communicate with people. I mean, if you're in politics, you're supposed to be able to communicate, and you've got to use the most up-to-date methods to do that.
Yeah, and you're using this social media now to sort of connect with the constituents, but that lays you open then to a response, doesn't it?
It does, and and of course it can be completely overwhelming. In some of the newer, I think you've just set up a Facebook page, so from your acolytes outside. And, you know, you can obviously then perhaps get a response. You can't cope with it, with everything that you get back. And it's very important when you're a member of parliament to treat communications from your constituents equally, so that if someone doesn't have access to, you know, a Facebook page or to the internet and so on, but they drop you a line by the old-fashioned snail mail, as they call it these days, you've got to treat that equally with a communication via email or something else. But what you can do sometimes is very briefly respond to a simple point. I use something called Twitter, which a lot of your listeners will know about. I think you should. This is something you should get on, Roy.
I think so?
Definitely Twitter. I think you should start
tweeting.
I'm
only grappling with Facebook at the moment.
I think Twitter's the next thing.
I'm blogging, and also I'm sort of Facebooking.
Well, the advantage of Twitter is you just, if you have a little idea or a thought or you see something interesting, you've only got 120 characters, letters to get it down in. So you've got to be very brief and pithy.
Right.
But you can get that out there on Twitter, and lots of people will read it, and they might pass it on to their colleagues and friends. And before you know it, you might have communicated with the whole of Wales in a very, very short space of time.
Yeah. Isn't there a slight danger here? You know, a little pithy thought occurs to you, and you bang it down there. Whereas if you wrote it down, I think I'm going to send that off. But you've got a day, you've got a few hours until the next post, until you send it. And second thoughts may hit you.
I think some rules you should follow. For example, never drink and tweet, I think, would be probably a good rule to follow, because you might think of something about the boss at a certain time of night or whatever and regret your tweet the next morning. In fact, some phones now, which you can use your phone to put this up on the internet, you can install a program that makes you take a sobriety test before you actually write your tweet down, which will make sure that you are in a fit condition to put your thoughts out to the rest of the world.
Oh, right.
But you can get in trouble. You're right. You know, if you say the wrong
thing,
you put it down too fast, and before you know it, one of my colleagues got in trouble. Before the election, you know, for saying something about the opposition, which was a bit ruder than perhaps he should have done, and it was all over the press.
It was out there. It was out. But you've been actually sort of posting videos and films online.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you realise after a while sometimes when people communicate with you that people don't always know what an MP does besides perhaps ask a question in the House of Commons.
Yes.
You know, what else do they do? And actually, you know, I go around visiting schools in the constituency, businesses, community groups, and so on. And these days, with the technology, you can take a little film on a tiny camera the size of a packet of fags, and you can take a film and you can put that up on your website, and people can see what you're doing and get a better picture, a more rounded view, if you like, of the work of a member of parliament.
Yeah.